From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
A touch of formaldehyde, a pinch of acetaldehyde, a splash of acrolein makes the perfectly evil vape cloud.
Vaping can expose you to a toxic mix of chemicals. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Right, Ash, where were you on Sunday night that had you off yesterday? Come on, tell us all the goss now.
I was talked up in my labba.
Oh, right, yes. Go on.
It's not in the way.
Have your girly conversation now.
Have your girly conversation.
On the conversation.
The Christmas party.
I honestly don't know. I ordered a red kind of dress thing yesterday.
Lovely.
I asked these two boys what if I should get that one or another.
Be
one.
Very,
said the red, so I said, okay.
Oh, what did you think of it, Dave? What's your review?
On the red?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Better than the other one, I think.
You the black one was a bit corporate, I thought.
Right.
The red one was nice, though, but I can't really remember it.
Our Christmas party is this Friday, FYI.
I'd be putting a lot of trust in whoever to... If you ordered it yesterday for it to be here by
I was going to say. That's what
it was cheap and cheerful, so if it doesn't arrive, it won't be the end of the world. What are you thinking?
I actually don't know. Like, I have some things that I could just fucking wear. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't excite me too much.
Mm. That's the thing. I'm nervous because I don't have anything.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, well, I buy something new, and then everybody's like, don't buy a sparkly thing just to wear for one night. And I'm like, yeah, true.
Yeah, but you could wear the sparkly thing all over Christmas.
Yeah, I'll see. I might have a little roam around the shops
loads of
today.
Bits. Do you want me to bring in a few bits?
You're great at bringing me in bits.
Would you like a few bits?
Bring it in. I'll have a look in the shops today anyway.
I don't spend till you see what I have. I have a lovely sparkly dress that might be lovely on you.
I'm sold.
This might be too big for you. It's like a long sleeved, short enough now.
Oh. I'll show you what Ash wore last year now.
What did I wear? Oh, I had a grey dress on last
year.
It's
like just kind of a swing dress, you know, Ash?
It was a lovely cardigan.
He's got a picture of me with my coat on when I was being abused by Ben. The eyes signal help. Ben is Dave's housemate, by the way, works in news.
Yeah,
you've heard about him many times on the show.
And Ben was not in a good way that night.
No, what was he doing to you?
God, I've lovely tan.
Lovely tan.
I must be tan now. Weekend.
Yeah, Ash was there kind of staring at me like, help Dave. And I was just like, no, I'll just take a photo instead.
He's just hugging me.
Black swing dress, we love you on you. I'll have a think of something else.
All right, thanks very much.
I meant to ask you actually, because the last time we talked about you and Ben, we mentioned that, the two of you mentioned to each other that you both simultaneously thought that the other one was doing a bit every time you talked.
Yeah.
Has that helped? Has that conversation helped the fact that you are both not doing a bit?
Yeah, so like one time Ben said to Dave, I don't really know how to talk to Aisling because she's always doing a bit. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like you're always doing a bit, so I'm always kind of doing a bit with him, but I don't really do it with anyone else. But then after that conversation, I've tried every time I see Ben really hard to be so normal.
Okay.
And it feels completely unnatural. So I'm like, hi Ben, how was your weekend? Oh, cool.
That's not normal. That's you doing a bit.
I'm like, yeah, it's now like the normal thing is a bit.
Okay, so what does he do?
We actually have really weird interactions now.
So it's actually gotten worse.
It's gotten worse.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Oh, would you look who's back?
Good morning, Ashley Bonner.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Oh yeah.
You know, I had a full on dream last night.
Are you listening, boss Nick?
I had a full on dream last night that you were out on the tear on Sunday night, and this was my dream.
This is the lack of trust.
That wasn't a dream, that was a Snapchat story.
That you were out on the tear.
Did you actually?
I swear. And you put up a video on your Instagram because you were obviously having way too much fun on your night out.
Yeah.
And I had obviously woken up, this is all in my dream, being like, Aisling, take that down. You have to call in sick. You're going to get yourself in trouble. Take that
That's
down.
That's my girl.
Do you ever see people do that, though? People who call in sick and then they're just posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? I see that all the time and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
stop doing that.
So much confidence.
It doesn't even matter if it's like, oh, this was from a few nights ago. Stop posting. Supposed to be sick. You sick enough that you can't come to work and you can't post on Instagram.
You can't even look at your phone.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so much pain.
See, sometimes for us, obviously, like, the true, like, pain is having to get up at 5:30, 6 in the morning or whatever. So it's like you obviously like just need sleep sometimes to recover. Yeah. But I will say the yesterday morning I woke up at like 9 o'clock or something and I was like and I was like, oh thank God. You know, I was like, oh good, no, I actually am sick.
I couldn't have gone to work.
Where you're like, oh, if you do have the sleep and then you're magically cured and then you spend the sick day being like, oh God, no, yeah, I'm a fraud.
Yeah. And come here, did you have a nice sick day? Was Judge Judy on at any point? What kind of crap did you watch?
I watched a bit of Selling Sunset. I kind of like dozed.
Oh, that's a real sick show.
It was
show.
Real sick. Yeah. I dozed on and off. I didn't leave the house. Just in my tracksuit bottoms. Wrote the panto. So
did
you? Wasn't much of a sick
Oh, thank God.
Okay, the one take panto.
The one take panto is written.
We were telling people listening to the show yesterday, we were quite concerned that Dave and I would have to put it together being like, once upon a time?
Guys, unless I was on death's door, would I let you guys near the panto?
Spins fully charged with now. It spins fully charged, recharged.
I got really down a rabbit hole on this story last night. It's a brand new kind of first of its kind case about copying a social media aesthetic that's made its way to court. Okay. Oh. Really different. It's kind of being dubbed online as the sad beige aesthetic. And basically what's happened here are two influencers have entered this legal battle over this particular aesthetic on social media that began when one creator accused the other of mimicking her vibe online.
Wow. Oh my God.
Mm. You do notice yourself even on TikTok if you're looking at anything when it comes to homewares. It's this kind of perfect beige aesthetic. So I don't know.
Oh, sorry, you mean for like their house or something? Or their style?
Or their clothes.
Their style,
I thought it
their
was like
house,
the look of their Instagram.
Their background, the whole lot.
Oh, dear God.
They have shop fronts on Amazon and stuff as well, which is a moneymaker for them that I don't think is as popular on this over here.
Yeah, I feel like beige, it's the new like grey.
Yeah, you know when you walk into someone's sitting room and you're like, yeah, it's just
it's
a
so
bit of colour is nice.
Yeah. But basically this girl, her name is Sydney Nicole Gifford, and she filed this lawsuit against a girl called Alicia Shiel, saying that she was replicating her content online, and they promote products through their Amazon storefronts like I mentioned, and they even met up, this is where it kind of got tricky between them, because they even met up in the last couple of years to consider collaborating together because of their similar styles online.
They're buddies.
But, well, that's the thing, they're not. They're not at all. Because Sydney has now brought 8 different claims against Alicia, suing for damages that could total millions of dollars.
Damages, like...
to my following.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
So in court, basically, Sydney submitted nearly 70 pages of side-by-side comparisons, showing posts where Alicia allegedly mimicked her content. In one example, Sydney showed off gold bow-shaped earrings by sweeping her hair back. You can see it in your head. And days later, the other gal posted nearly identical photos with the same earrings.
Oh, that's kind of funny now.
But like, that's
hilarious.
On your one, though, isn't it? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't understand. And how is this brought to court? How is this
a
court case?
I was thinking, can you just imagine sitting there and going through this? However, we're kind of poo-pooing on it because they're influencers. But if that was like Harvey Norman and Homestore Moore were copying their branding, you'd be like, I hear you coming
in. Yeah,
I
know.
So it is a funny one, especially when they've that much following between them and that they are making big money off
it. Imagine
this.
Me and the poor solicitor on that case going, they're doing the sad beige case now. Yeah. The next few weeks.
I'd say you'd be feeling fairly sad and beige yourself when you're looking after that.
I'd say you'd be so disappointed in your choices of lawyers, like how you became that lawyer.
Yeah. I went to college for this. But it's also kind of a new precedent. And if this does, it is taken seriously. It's in court at the moment. People are talking about it everywhere.
Well, what's the problem? Like, it's just copying someone else, but like, is that a crime?
This is what we're about to find out.
Yeah.
I don't think that is a crime. I think you could.
But I mean, like.
Unless it becomes like you start doing it in person, it becomes stalking.
Plagiarism is what it is.
Yeah.
You can't do it in music,
and you can't do it in writing.
But you can do
That's why I think it's going to be interesting.
You can do it on couches.
You can do it with couches, yeah. But I was thinking when it comes to like the likes of TikTok, and for example, if I post a TikTok and I create a dance and then Aisling, you post the same dance and yours gets better, could I sue you calling it like an FYP fiasco in court?
Yeah.
Imagine. If you're a pastry chef, is this similar where you post a recipe online and then 3 days later someone else posts a similar recipe online and does
I
better than you?
I often think that with recipes because like there's only so many things you can do really.
Yeah. And there's only so many ways you can other. And there's only so many ways you can film that process.
Yeah.
Bit of a pasty plagiarism situation. Or on the street if someone is wearing your entire outfit top to bottom. Is there an issue there? And will that come down to that eventually?
I'd say there's an issue if it's happening every day.
But that just gets
and you're going to be like, how do you know what I'm going to wear? But like, if it's just someone's copying you, and it's, I don't get this.
Can I throw a niche reference into
Please
the mix?
Do.
A Lizzie McGuire episode where a new girl joins the school. She decides Lizzie is her role model. She goes, "You're my role model. Anybody remember that episode?
No.
She dressed exactly like her every day and freaked her out.
And did Lizzie get to bring her to chorus over
no,
that?
No, but she should have.
But those were different times.
Ah, you're so young, Ash.
Guys, come on. Lizzie McGuire references are not outdated.
I think it's the first time we've ever had one on the show, but more of them, please. You get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Today, Google's year in search has come out.
Oh, yeah.
And they have specific results for each country. So we're going to look at the year of search for Ireland. It basically breaks down all the things that people in Ireland search for on Google across the year and what the most popular searches are. So the top searches overall were Euro 2024. Mm-hmm. The US election, the Olympics, and Saltburn. Well done, Saltburn, getting in there with those like major world events.
Was Saltburn in 2024? It was.
I think it was the very start of the year. Yeah. So some of the most popular how-to questions this year were how to register to vote, which was
that's cool.
You know, made sense because we had the election. How to vote in Eurovision,
okay.
Second most priority.
Good.
And how to listen to voicemail, which must maybe come up every year.
Wow. I think that's changed on iPhone now. You see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they change some setting or something?
Now, basically, it's like a folder. You can listen to your voicemails without having to ring anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is cool. Maybe.
I'll have to look that up. A few weeks ago, just before the Spotify Wrapped came out on the show, we went through the top 10 most played songs on Spin, kind of like a Spin Wrapped, and we had to guess what they were. So this morning, it's another Top 10 Tuesday.
Lovely.
Coined by producer Callum. He is the top 10 Google searches in Ireland for people, and we're going to guess the 10 celebs on the list.
Yes, so these are the most searched people in Ireland. They're not necessarily Irish people. So, for example, it's when you go onto Google and you just type in Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. So what we've got is I've got 10 names in front of me. You work as a team, the three of you in the studio. You've three lives. When you get one wrong, you lose a life. When all three lives are gone, you're out of the game. We're taking in turns to go Emma, Dave and Aisling. So Emma, first up, please, on Top 10 Tuesday for the top searched people on Google.
Barry Keoghan.
Barry Keoghan is not on the list.
Oh my God, I had him down as well.
I had him as well.
I think this is going to be bad.
Okay. This is going to be bad.
So you've lost a life already. There's only two lives remaining.
All right, let's go safe and we go Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Not on the list! One life left and you've got non-correct.
I heard two of them on the news.
Okay, well, you can...
Sabrina?
If you've heard them...
Well, these were in the top two for, like, the world, so I guess they might apply. One was Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton is top of the list. She is number one.
She's the most Googled person this year.
Well, she was in Ireland.
In the world.
But you remember, we were also concerned about her well-being and there was some conspiracy theories.
Yeah, the pictures and all that.
That lived in my mind when rent-free for weeks.
I forgot about that.
I was like, where is Case?
So we are doing the list in Ireland, but she was number one in the world as well. So that's one for one. Only one life left.
Ah, during the Monk Hutch. On the back of the election.
Emma!
Oh, come on. People were clearly Googling the monk.
The monk is not on the list. So you've lost the lives.
We keep going.
Yeah, we'll keep going anyway.
Think America.
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, not on the list.
Think Trump. America.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is on the list. See, you're going...
You're two for two, Ash.
The election was only just happened. So think about the stuff that has happened throughout the entire
year. I thought it was people that Irish people Googled.
It is.
Yeah.
And you're telling me no one Googled Mary Lou?
Not in the top ten.
My
God. Why are you Googling Mary Lou?
I don't know. See what
you're saying. Anymore. You're going to be kicking yourself.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris on the list. Number 7.
Paul Mescal.
Paul Mescal not on the list.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden number 8.
Oh, God, so it's just basically world people.
So we're Googling like people in America, not our own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Santa Claus.
Santa's not on the list.
Beyonce.
Not on the list. Will I give you the top 10?
Yeah, please.
Okay, in at number 10, this is a wild one. Michelle Keegan.
What?
She was in the Netflix show Fool Me Once. She's married to Mark Wright.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Big
she's
actress.
In Curry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's in Curry, yeah.
Okay. Number nine is Jeff.
Okay.
Number nine is Jeffrey Donaldson. He's a former DUP politician who got sacked. At eight was Joe Biden. Seven was Kamala Harris. Number six, Cillian Murphy. Number five, Luke Littler, the darts player.
Luke Littler would have been a good one, yeah.
Number four, Dan Whiffen, the gold and bronze Olympic swimmer.
Daniel Whiffen, yeah.
Number three, Kelly Harrington.
Oh, yeah.
From the Olympics.
Gone Olympics.
Number two, Donald Trump. And number one, Kate Middleton.
My
well,
gosh.
There you go.
You're rubbish at that one.
I'm still confused as to what the rules are.
Yeah, and I also just am like, Irish people could have been a bit more creative with that this year, couldn't
they?
There
you go. Ash was telling the lads yesterday that I got a lovely message on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having a lovely day and got told that the boiler exploded in my house. So we had absolutely no heating for the entire weekend.
How did it explode?
Like, I don't know. We've no idea. Just decided, I'm done. Which was fantastic, especially in the middle of winter.
And it's freezing.
Yeah, yeah, really, really nice.
The weekend was so cold.
Perfect time for that to happen.
It was so much warmer outside than it was in my room by the end of the weekend.
Oh, no.
It was insane. Like, it was so, so cold.
What were you wearing to bed? Did you have a couple of hoodies on?
I had a T-shirt, a crew neck, and then a snooty.
Oh, God.
It was awful, man. I had the double blanket and everything, so it wasn't good.
Of college.
Yeah, so when the plumbers were here, they kind of gave me all the information about what had happened and what they needed to do, mm-hmm. right? So I was basically just like repeating it back to them, just to make sure I knew exactly what it was that was the problem. And then my landlord rang me and he was just like, so, what's the problem? And I was like, right, I've got you, John. Here's the story, okay? Now, because I explained it in the exact same way that the plumbers explained it, he thought, well, Dave knows his stuff.
Yeah.
So I fear that I have really put myself in it, because John, the landlord, came over yesterday just to have a look and see what the damage was, what the lads did and whatever, and that was fine. And he said, is there any other problems? I was like, you know the Lecky gate, the electric gate? I was like, it's being real sluggish. And sometimes it doesn't work when it's cold, when it's like kind of frozen over. And he was like, great. Listen, I won't call him out because that's like 90 quid, but I'll leave that to you. All I've done so far, John, is write down exactly what the plumber said and repeat it to you.
All I have is a good memory.
All I have is I am not Mr. Handyman Hammond. Okay, it's not going to happen.
I hate when landlords do that, where you're like, yeah, this is a problem. And they're like, I'd say you could handle that, wouldn't you? And you're like, well,
you could probably sort
not
that
if I came to you.
So we,
but okay.
What did you do? Go out and massage the lucky game.
He was like, I think you need a new battery. So he was like, let me know how much the battery costs.
Come here, I wouldn't know where
to start. We came out and he was like, he was like, I'm sure you'll find the battery somewhere.
Is it a double A, John?
I don't know. I haven't a bloody clue.
No, it's definitely something really wacky.
So I am now the handyman in our house, and that is very funny to everyone of my housemates.
God help those housemates.
Yeah, no, there will be no more lucky games.
God help that house. What are you talking with the housemates? Yeah, the house is about to fall apart.
This week on the show, we're teaming up with Leopardstown Christmas Festival for their big Christmas brunch in the exclusive pavilion with buffet, dining, DJ and more.
This sounds so, so cool. It is taking place from the 26th to the 29th of December, and there's a free shuttle bus from the Sandyford Lewis top all the way to the racecourse.
I love a free shuttle bus.
There's course-wide entertainment, live music in the festival marquee every day as well.
So we have tickets to go all this week on the show for the big Christmas brunch at Leopardstown, and at the end of the week someone will be upgraded to an overnight B&B stay at the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary, which is just an extra treat. We were crossing over to Leopardstown this morning, hearing a race in action. All the horses had Christmassy themed names, and we have a question for someone on behalf of the winner's name. It is Gavin this morning standing by. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm good.
You're grand.
A bit shocked, but
I'm good. Have you messaged into us before?
No.
Oh.
Not that I can remember, anyway.
Well, welcome on air, Gavin.
Oh, I'm on air. Lovely. Good morning.
How are you, anyway? What are you up to this morning?
Please do not swear.
No problem. No, I'm just pulling into work in the car park.
What do you do, Gavin?
I work in Intel.
Intel. Very good.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You and many others.
Your legs are shaking now.
You'd swear we were asking you the hardest question in the world.
Are you all set for Christmas?
I actually am, yeah.
Are you?
Really?
Yeah.
There's an organised man. Fair play.
We've two little kids and we have them sorted the last couple of weeks, so it's relaxed time now.
Grant. And your Santa does the rest there anyway, so...
Exactly.
I like it. All right. Well, Gavin, Carrot for Rudolph was our winner in the race today. All you got to do is name us one other of Santa's reindeer that isn't Rudolph.
Dasher.
Dasher.
Dasher. That's your woman who sings Austin, isn't it?
Dasher.
He's my favourite one.
Is absolutely correct. Well done, Gavin. You've got tickets to the big Christmas brunch at Leopardstown and you're in that draw for that overnight B&B stay at the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary for Friday. Friday morning we'll do that draw. All right, best of luck.
Thanks for the phone call. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Gavin. Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Talk to you later. I think Gav's my favourite.
I like Gav.
He is.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning on the show, just before 9:30, we'll give you a chance to win with Leopardstown for the big Christmas brunch.
Nice.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Bless Cameron Watson and Kisses on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I feel like we've been keeping people kind of really hanging on this for a few weeks
now. Oh, we're such a tease.
I know, we don't mean to be. It's just the way it's worked out. We told you a few weeks ago, the girly quiz, the game we play with Dave every Thursday, we're creating a board game just in time for Christmas. The girly quiz board game.
To be fair, we can't really be a tease because we don't know any information
either. That's true.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
We're all in this together. The only person who knows is producer Callum. So apparently, we will be finding out where you can pick up those girly quiz board games next week. But I think we're going to find that out today.
Yeah,
so you can get planning.
We'll be there next week, but we'll tell you where we'll be today.
Yeah, so 8:10 this morning, we will reveal two locations.
Oh!
Spoiler alert.
I wasn't supposed to say that yet. Yeah.
Where you can collect the girly quiz board games next week. So we're giving you time to plan your journey. Be with us at 8:10.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning.
If you've just joined us, we do have big news regarding the Girly Quiz board game. We've been telling you about this for weeks, the game we play with Dave every Thursday on the show.
Yeah, we're bringing it to you.
Board game form just in time for Christmas, and we're going to be out across Dublin next week to get as many board games out to people as we can, and those exact locations of where we're going to be. We'll tell you 8:10.
You're going to have to come to us though, because we can't come to you. We have a show to do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're very busy people.
You'll have to come to us now, if that's all right. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on. But for now though, we've got some unbelievable prizes to give away.
On, pal.
Christmas crackers on Spin.
Here we go.
This is happening for the next few weeks and we are so excited about this. We are gone with Christmas crackers and honestly, the prizes of grabs on this are ridiculous. We got 4th edition Apple AirPods.
We've got an Apple Watch 10.
We've got a €500 Ryanair voucher.
We got a €200 Just Eat voucher.
My favourite, 4 Stanley Cups.
A €500 Lululemon voucher, guys.
We got a PlayStation 5.
€1,000 in cash.
And a 50-inch LG UHD Smart TV as well. Ooh. All to go. So what you got to do is, for the next couple of weeks, make sure you're with us at this time, just 8 a.m., just after 8 a.m. on the button, and you got to collect your first Christmas code word. All right. In order to enter this, you need to collect 2 code words. The second one around 8:25. The first one now. All right.
Yeah. When you have both code words, you got to WhatsApp both of them in, and we're going to ring somebody back, a random person, ask them a question. If you get that question right, you then get to pull one of our 10 crackers in studio, and you'll win whatever prize is in that cracker. However, if you get the question wrong, we will open up the phone lines and somebody will get to steal your cracker.
Yeah.
So even if you don't get the call, you still got to be on the ball. Just
even if
in
you
case.
Don't get the code, you can still be on the ball.
That's
with
true.
It.
That's the thing about this. We were saying yesterday, the best thing you can do to save yourself time, because this would be a WhatsApp phone call if we open the lines,
yes,
is make sure to have our number saved now on WhatsApp. It's 087-711-1038. Save it into your contacts so you can just literally call
that'll
us
be
as soon
awful.
As that happens.
Please, if you are entering this, know your general knowledge. Because the thought of someone else stealing your present is going to kill me.
I know, but it'd be good drama, wouldn't it? Can we get the first code word?
All right. The first code word today is Holly.
Ah, lovely.
Is that lovely?
Okay. Holly is the first one you need. The second one you need is coming at 8:25-ish. Okay. You can't enter until you have both.
Yeah.
So Holly for now. And another one pending.
And as we said, about 8:25 this morning. No point messaging now. And yeah, the very best luck. This is incredibly exciting.
It's the Girly Quiz.
Woo! I'm sure you know by now, but just in case you're new to the show.
Welcome on in.
Yeah, genuinely, welcome on in. For the last few years, every Thursday on our show, we play a game with Dave called The Girly Quiz, where we quiz him on all things girly, inside and out, up and down, and all the rest. And it's
the best. It's the best part of their week. It's the worst part of my week.
It's a bit of fun. And basically, we decided to stop gatekeeping The Girly Quiz. And a few weeks ago, we told you that we will be releasing a board game, a Girly Quiz board game, just in time for Christmas, that includes some of the best Girly Quiz questions we've come up with over the last 2 years. I reckon you're going to have a lot of fun with this over Christmas.
Big time.
And there's other elements to the game as well that you helped us include, including truth or dares for extra bit of crack over Christmas. And next week, it's time to give these away for once and for all.
So this is the exciting thing, is we are going to tell you right now where you can pick up these Girly Quiz board games. All right. 7 to 10, live from Dundrum Town Centre on Tuesday the 17th. We are going to be on level 3 at the entrance of the open air car park, basically at the lifts by Tesco. And come along and collect a Girly Quiz board game and say hello to us while we do our show. And that's it. That's the only place you can collect the Girly Quiz board game.
Southside bias.
I know, it doesn't matter.
I say we ought to go to the north side too.
Absolutely.
So I propose we also go out on Wednesday the 18th. And what do you think? Should we be live from Blanchardstown Shopping Centre
that
day?
Have you got this across the line?
Going across right now.
Don't say it.
All right.
It's done.
Pick a place in Blanchardstown Shopping Centre then.
How about like outside Zara?
Okay, outside Zara. Yeah. I like that area because it's a little food court.
Yeah. Okay, this is on, right? So we're going to be at Dundrum Town Centre on Tuesday 17th outside the lifts by Tesco, and on Wednesday 18th we're going to be outside the Zara in Blanchardstown. If you don't know the shopping centres, you've got a week to do a bit of a recce now and find out where you need to go, and you'll be able to collect those board games from 8 a.m. on Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's
exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing as well. Stocks are limited. We can only give away one game per person, which I think is fair enough. And we'll tell you more about this tomorrow, but there will be a voluntary donation to a charity partner on the day. We'll tell you more about that, as I said, tomorrow. But we'd love it if you could donate what you can, but there is absolutely no obligation.
Yeah, we're not charging
either.
Any money for the board games.
No.
You can come and collect it for free, but if you can donate to our charity partner,
that would be
excellent.
Deadly.
What do we always say to everybody? It's like the price of a coffee would be lovely.
Yeah, whatever you can afford.
That's really exciting, guys. We're on the move next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Dundrum Town Centre on Tuesday and Blanchardstown Centre on Wednesday.
Yeah, pick them up from 8 o'clock in the morning and come say hello to us as well.
We'll see you there. I went home for a night last week. My mum and I went to see Wicked, and we were just chatting about Christmas and presents and how sorted we both were and all the rest. And I was actually like, I'm so proud of you, Mum. She's so organised this year that literally every time a package comes in the door, she puts it to the side, and that evening she wraps it.
Oh, very good.
That day. So she was like, every package that's come in, it's already wrapped and ready to go.
Brilliant.
God, I just piled them up in the wardrobe for like one epic wrapping extravaganza that takes like 4 hours or whatever.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah. Oh, nightmare.
I have like my mom wrapping her own present.
At this stage, yeah. And I was telling her that I had gotten a certain book for a couple of my friends. And I was like, oh, I'd actually love to read the book myself. I won't say what it is, just in case. And she said that a friend of hers used to buy books for people as presents for Christmas or birthday, whatever, and she would read them before she gave it to them.
Perfect.
But she'd like barely open the pages. So she'd be like not, so it's not to spoil the spine,
of course.
It still looks completely brand new. She'd like half open it, like peer in, but she'd get the whole book read before she gave it as a present.
That's a smart lady.
That's an awful way of reading, though.
It is an awful way of reading, but a very smart way of giving presents. She also used to, like, if she gave somebody a CD, she'd burn it onto another CD for herself and then give it to them, which is obviously back in the day. But I
was
like,
love that.
This girl is a queen. So I've been kind of thinking of other presents that you could give people that you could use before you give it to them.
Please.
And they'd never know.
Give me this.
And I'm not talking about, like, say, using something and having to wash it. This is like, you use it and it will be given to them absolutely pristine. I think a very clever one is a recipe book. Go through it. Take pictures of whatever recipes you might use.
Smart.
Genius.
Close her up.
Yeah.
Send her off.
That's
happy
very clever.
Days.
Yeah, I like that.
I have done that in a shop before.
Did you?
What?
Just like one or two pictures.
Oh my God.
Very sneaky.
A DVD.
Watch the DVD.
Watch the DVD, yes.
Back in the box.
Not the same.
Who has a DVD anymore?
Yeah, to be fair, that's true.
Yeah, true, that's
but, I was thinking you couldn't really do this with videos because you'd have to rewind it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I feel like you'd be able to see that it was done. A film camera you could use, but you'd have to get through a whole roll of film. You couldn't be giving them a half film roll with half your pictures on it.
Or like you could do a digital digital.
Yeah, true. Just clear the SD.
Clear the SD. Yeah.
Or if you're buying someone one of those Polaroid cameras, just buy yourself one of the Polaroid things. Use them all, print them all, and then hand it off.
And then off you go. Yeah. A PlayStation or Xbox game. Just play the game. Wipe that bad boy clean. And back in the box and off you go. A jigsaw. You only do a jigsaw once anyway.
True.
You only do it once.
You kind of do.
Yeah,
do the jigsaw, then you're going to have to be very careful when you break it apart. You don't want to be bending any of those little knobbly edges.
It's good to know that, you know, we're not an Ash's family because they are getting DVDs and jigsaws.
Ash's still Christmas in the
90s. Yeah, 2003. And lastly, if you were an influencer, you could give somebody a Stanley Cup and have a full photo shoot of you with the Stanley Cup before you give it to them.
Why?
Because influencers
have the photo shoot, so don't actually use it.
In fact, if you're an influencer, loads of things you could give people that you could use for photos beforehand and then just send it off.
I feel like you're missing a real trick with one.
Okay.
A voucher.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you use like only a round up number. So if you have to specifically use a tenner of it. So say if you got a 50 euro voucher, right, and you use a tenner of it. Oh, they got me a 40 euro voucher.
Just get them the 40 euro voucher then.
Very good.
Christmas crackers on Spin.
Here we go. Oh, oh, oh.
The prizes that we have to give you, not just this week, but next week on Spin, treating you loads for Christmas on behalf of Fully Charged, our Whopper.
Oh, we got massive TVs, flight vouchers, PlayStation 5, loads of stuff.
Yeah, it's absolutely class. We gave you two code words already this morning, one at 8 o'clock and one at around 25 past 8. You needed to collect both in order to be in with a chance to win. We got to give somebody a call back now who had both code words.
Yes, we need to get the code words. Code words, I suppose, first and foremost.
Hello.
Hi, Peter. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
All right, Peter, real quick, what are those code words?
Holly, elf.
Holly and elf.
You're spot on, Peter.
You're in. You're
absolutely
in, Peter. Now we can ask you questions about yourself.
Yeah,
like,
how are you?
What are you doing?
Excellent. I'm working. I had to actually download the app to get back on because I got out of the car just to get in.
Very good.
Now, Peter,
very clever, Peter.
You don't just keep that up for this prize and then delete it. You're with us. You're with us in work from now on. Do
now
you hear me?
You can be with us forever, Peter.
Peter, what do you do for work?
I'm a business developer in retail.
Love a vague job.
Because we don't know how to ask any more questions.
Yeah.
Very busy this time of year. Retail equals Christmas busy.
Crazy busy. Non-stop. Yeah.
Are you building shops? Is that what you mean by developing them?
Yeah, for a big drinks company.
Very good.
In shops building.
Gotcha.
Building,
wow. And are you all set for Christmas? Do you have everything you need?
Not a thing.
Perfect.
Not a thing. I like it, Peter. I'm the exact same. All right. Time to get down to serious business. Yeah, to pull a cracker and win a prize, you've got to answer one question correctly within 10 seconds, all right? If you get it wrong or fail to answer in time, and your game ends here, right? It's as simple as that. With a 6-month Now Entertainment membership, you'll get. But you got to answer one question. Would you like that question to be on Taylor Swift or animated movies?
Animated movies.
Animated movies. All right. Over to you, Ash.
Peter, animated movies is your chosen subject. You have 10 seconds to answer after this.
We can't emphasize enough how important it is to get this out in 10 seconds. Yep. We can't be like messy with this. If you don't get it, we've got to move on. Yep. It's so sad and annoying.
No, okay. Him and her on. All right. Ellie, Carol, Russell and Doug are all characters in which Disney animated film? Is it Up or Inside Out?
Which one?
Up.
Up is your final answer.
Have you ever seen Up?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I think it's right as well.
And you recognise some of the names.
Correct, Peter, which means you get to pick a cracker. So you can pick between 1 and 10, but not the number 7.
7's gone.
Okay. Number 9.
Number nine. All right. What's in number 9? We get to find out by pulling a cracker.
Is there something in particular that you're after on that list, Peter?
Emma, would you like to pull?
Let's go.
Here we go.
TV, yeah.
TV. All right.
Dave got the cracker win again.
Do your pull. Yeah, you got to pull it. Oh, no.
Not getting the snap.
Careful. There you go. All right, Peter, are you ready to find out what you have won?
Do the joke!
Oh, sorry, you want the joke, of course, first, don't you?
Do the joke, you coward!
Of course you want the joke first, Peter.
Peter's here for the
joke.
How
silly of me. Hey, Peter,
yeah.
Where do snowmen go to dance?
Go on, I don't know.
A snowball, doesn't matter. You ready to find out what you've won?
Go on, what is it?
Yeah.
All right, Peter, you have won yourself 4 Stanley Cups! That's worth a lot of money. And hopefully you have people in your life who absolutely love Stanley Cups and you can re-gift them because they're getting Stanley Cups. Yeah. Everyone's getting Stanley Cups for Christmas. Peter, you're going to be very popular.
Excellent. Thanks,
Olivia. Now you hear me, right? You keep that up on your phone.
Don't you go anywhere, Peter.
See you, Peter. Happy
Good luck,
Christmas.
Peter. Bye.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
I like Peter.
I'm so sad that the 4 Stanley Cups are gone.
No, it was a good joke.
I was really excited for that.
We are going to play again tomorrow. You can be with us from 8 a.m. to collect your first new code word. Plus, if you want that extra chance to win, we got a Dyson Airwrap to give away on Friday. Head to our Instagram and give that pinned post a like and you could be winning it.
God, that's we're really unbelievable. Spoiling people. This is kind of mental, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Where did the extra cash flow come from? At official spin 103 is our Instagram if you want to get in on that.
It's all go on the show the next week and a half. Wrapping up for Christmas, we are going to give you the chance to come and grab your own girly quiz board games. That's the game we play every Thursday. And it's going to have loads of classic girly quiz questions and all the rest. And we told you earlier this morning that the places you can come to collect them will be next Tuesday, the 17th. Dundrum Town Centre, near the Tesco lifts. And next Wednesday, we'll be at Blanchard's Town Centre, upstairs by the Zara. And you can collect those girly quiz board games from us from 8 a.m. both next Tuesday and Wednesday. We're so excited, and we know they're going to be extremely lucrative gets.
And you can make a nice little charity donation as well when you pick one up.
Exactly.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, we'll tell you more about that tomorrow.
I have a story for you from the weekend. Basically, I'm watching The Crown again, as you know.
You love that show.
Are you ever not watching The Crown?
Nearly there now. I'm going to miss
the Golden Gate Bridge. As soon as it's done, she watches it again.
I'm nearly on the final season now again. My boyfriend Jackie's never watched it and really enjoying it. Actually, don't know what we're going to do with our spare time without it. But over the weekend, I was visiting him in the UK. And I went for dinner with at his parents' house, and we were chatting about The Crown and blah blah, all the things that Jack was saying he's learned and all the rest. And his dad told us a cracker of a story. His dad worked in the RAF, and he talked about his near meet with Princess Diana, because back in the day, she was due to come to wherever they all were for a visit,
right?
And he was chosen, as in Jack's dad, to be the person to hold her umbrella.
Okay? Oh.
And he spoke to us in detail the 2 weeks in the lead up to this visit, the level of training that went into carrying an umbrella for Princess Diana. So I was asking him to show me. I was like, Mick, as if I'm the prince.
Yeah, show me.
So he was explaining that there was a certain kind of step and a half behind you had to be at all times in order to maintain distance, and so that you couldn't really hear what was being said between her and her person.
Whose job is it to come up with how to hold an umbrella?
Trust me.
Yeah, it's bad enough being the one having to train hold the umbrella. Do it, but who
trains the trainer?
No, I suppose that's so true, and it kind of does correlate so much with The Crown and the level of training that you see from that. So I was fascinated by the story, and he was saying he was so excited and all the lads were so jealous. You got to be you're the fellow who gets to do that.
This is where we let you know that he is English.
Yes, an English guy.
This is a big distinction. Yeah.
And anyway, so as I said, really long-winded classes, afternoons, working late, all the rest to get this right, painstaking, the sore arm from holding it for so long to get this right. And next thing, the big day. He said he barely slept the night before. Tomorrow's the day. It didn't rain.
I knew you were going to say that.
It didn't rain.
Oh my God.
The weather was absolutely gorgeous. He never got to do it, but he said he's one of the best umbrella holders that you could ever have if anyone should ever need his services. But on that day, how disappointing.
Oh my God.
I too have also never ever held an umbrella for Princess Diana.
So relatable, guys. So relatable.
Did you see her fella did SNL? on last Saturday?
Our fella.
Yeah. Well, no, her fella. Gracie Abrams' fella.
Oh, her fella, yes, of course.
Paul Mescal, he presented it, didn't he, with Shaboozy, I think.
Yes.
I thought he was deadly. By the way, you can stream it with an Now Entertainment membership, but I thought it really showed his range.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, he was really funny in it.
I only saw the clip of him doing the Gladiator musical, which
I literally watched this
amazing.
For 4 seconds. I didn't get a chance to actually see this.
Did he do the opening monologue and all
he
that?
He did the opening monologue. He did a sketch with the like kind of new people that SNL have hired to just like, I suppose, be a little bit younger and be a little bit more of the TikTok generation. And they're that kind of like, they're just funny comedians and stuff like that. He was excellent with all of them.
Yeah, I was so happy to see him sing because Paul Mescal is actually an amazing singer.
Yeah,
like
pipes.
A lot of people don't know.
I remember the time during COVID, didn't Dermot Kennedy invite him to a church and they sang together, and it was the first time a lot of us realised he could sing.
Didn't you say he sang at some play that you saw him in?
Well, like loads of, like I grew up in Kildare around, like we would have been the same age, and he was like known in Kildare for being this amazing actor in like local musicals and stuff. He played Phantom the Opera and all. Like everybody knew him as this brilliant singer, not really the actor that he is. But they did a sketch of Gladiator the musical and it's just fantastic. And he sounds so good. Have a listen. Someday they'll know my name. Step my way to freedom. Come my way to the next act. Now while I'm in the Coliseum,
when I go on the attack. It's not fair. Like, what does he not have? Someone give me the answer right now.
He's really well. He can sing.
He's
he can act.
Gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
Absolutely
lovely
gorgeous.
Yeah. Box Spare shorts really well.
And he's like, I think he was named GQ's most fashionable person of the year or something like that. Like, what does he not have?
He's the it guy.
It's really annoying.
You know what he doesn't have that you have?
What?
Probably anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ready to go.
Showtime. Showtime. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3,
go.
2,
go.
1.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning. Hope you're in good form.
Hello.
Hiya.
Guys, I did something bold on Saturday by accident and then I paid the iron price through a little process called karma.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, a lot going on there. So I was going to my choir concert on Saturday evening. I'm in a choir and we were doing a Christmas carol service and I was kind of rushing because we should be there for a quick rehearsal before the concert. And I ran into Tesco before and I probably shouldn't have said the shop. They're going to come after me now. Anyway, by accident, I was picking up bits and I tucked a bottle of water under my arm. And then I picked up other bits.
Turn the price of water now.
And then I scanned everything through and then I walked out and when I got into the church to do the carol service, it was only then that I untucked the bottle of water and I realised that I hadn't scanned it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, oh dear God, but thank God I'm in a church, so I'll say sorry here now.
This is the perfect place to be to find that out.
Place. Anyway, next thing, I take out my bag and I've bought these little, they're like little rice ball things. I bought them at Marks and Spencer's beforehand and they come with a sort of soy sauce. Anyway, I'm like, why is it all wet in my bag? The soy sauce has spilled all throughout my bag. It's all over my coat.
That is not under any circumstances karma.
I think it is.
No, it isn't. You didn't know you robbed the thing. You just had a bad day is what happened.
Yes,
you've accidentally robbed thing. You're feeling bad about it and now you've wet stuff.
Yeah, that's just, that's not karma.
Yeah, but then because I was nervous then, I was like, will this keep continuing? I actually was in a Tesco then on Sunday and I scanned a bottle of water, paid for it and didn't take it.
No, you freak.
Did you? Oh my God. You scanned it.
Do you know how much money Tesco have?
Yeah, but guys, I can't be getting soy sauce spilt on me every
billions.
Day.
Billions and billions and billions.
I'm scared.
Do you know, just for that, I'm going to go to Tesco today and rob two bottles.
No, you don't.
I won't. Great news, guys. The bells of Notre Dame are ringing again.
Oh, oui, oui.
After French President Emmanuel Macron declared the reopening of the world-famous cathedral in Paris. It's been closed since a major fire tore through it in 2019, spreading through its roof and toppling its spire. And the ceremony that they had for it the other day, it was a bit odd, right? Because it started off like you'd expect. Some spoken word poetry, presumably about Notre Dame or Paris or rebuilding or symbolism. I don't know. It sounded like this.
On apercevait Dieu comme une sombre étoile. Je m'écriais
Oh, Aisling.
Yeah. I know what that means. Yeah. They're saying, oh, Jesus, huge big fire. Put it out with loads of water. I'm feeling it ever since.
And then in the ceremony where they're, you know, reopening, if we had some lovely singing, sounded like this.
Lovely.
And then wires must have gotten crossed because then this happened. So, I don't know what really happened, but there I was last night. I was walking through town, right? I turned down towards the French embassy. Just the wind took me there. And I noticed a very angry man shouting something in French through the gates. Sacre bleu, he said. And he walks towards me holding some sheets of paper and he throws them at me.
Oh,
and he
says, rude.
My idea was better. And he throws the papers and he walks away and I'm just left with these papers. I start reading. It turns out they're the proposed plans for the Notre Dame reopening ceremony that didn't go ahead. This man had it all planned out. He had it all mapped. He said he wanted to tell a story through music at the ceremony. So he wanted to start with the fact that the fire started with this. I'm a fire
starter. Yeah, that would have been a brilliant opener.
And then the tower came down, so he wanted this up next. You could see, we really see his image here. Everyone that day just sat and watched as Notre Dame went up in flames. So this was obviously on the list. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. But the French, you know the French, they were determined to rebuild. And fix it they did.
Oh, you could so see Chris Martin singing that.
And they'd collect,
you cannot.
They then collected all the stuff that the fire basically destroyed. These are the things, the things we lost, the things we lost in the fire, fire, fire.
They're laying them all out, I presume.
The French man at the embassy, he had a right to be annoyed. What a show it would have been.
And to be honest, none of that would have been as offensive as Pharrell Williams singing Happy.
Because I'm happy.
That includes the lyric, clap along if you feel like a room
without a roof. Emma Nolan, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, guys, don't mean to lower the tone, but I have to make a formal apology on the show this morning.
What?
I need to hold my hands up and apologise unreservedly to the Reverend Richard Coles. He was the lad who was on I'm a Celeb the last few weeks. He was the reverend who Maura Higgins kept calling fatter.
Fatter.
Yeah, even though he wasn't a fatter, he was a reverend. When the series started, we were chatting about who was taking part and the different celebs going into the jungle. And I think I shocked everybody when I kind of got on my soapbox about the Reverend Richard Coles. And I wasn't kind.
You shocked me.
No, he's absolutely obsessed with fame.
Oh, really?
And getting attention. He does everything for attention.
I didn't know.
It kind of came out of nowhere, but I didn't know.
You got
I had
really
it,
angry about him
I
for
was
some reason.
Angry.
You were like, oh, not that. That's
it was very
again.
Against your character to do that. That's something I'd do.
Yeah, I know. It was controversial. And I backed it up by listing the many reality TV shows and quiz shows that he's done. Have I Got News For You, University Challenge, Celebrity MasterChef, Countdown, Strictly Come Dancing. He has done a lot, okay? Yeah. But I must offer a formal apology to the Reverend this morning.
Oh dear.
Because I have been watching I'm a Celebrity on and off the last 3 weeks, and Revo Richard has been a delight.
Really?
Here was his first introduction when he arrived at the jungle into a separate camp with Maura Higgins. He was up for the crack.
Jesus Christ. Oh, sorry, Father.
It's all right,
I
don't worry.
I say Jesus Christ a lot.
Don't worry, I say it a lot too, but
do
it's
you?
My job, right?
All right, okay. Yeah. First impressions of Richard, I absolutely love him.
I love
I say it a lot too.
Vibe.
Do you for my job? Oh, yeah.
And when I heard him say that, I said, oh, dear God, I think I've got this man all wrong. He's up for a laugh. And then later, they did camp karaoke, and he is a singer. And he sang a bit of McFly, and it was a good laugh.
Oh, I do like that.
Said, oh, Revo, I think I've done you dirty. I think I've done you dirty on spin. he became really good friends with a lot of the young ones. He's good pals with Maura. Maura loved him, but he was kind of especially good friends with the TikToker GK Barry.
Yes, because they're both gay woman. Yes, he was really lovely
because he's a gay man. Yes. So they were kind of sharing
she
stories.
Talked about how she felt about religion being a gay woman, and he was just incredibly normal and brilliant about the whole topic.
And if the Revo Richard was still an acting reverend, I would go to him and ask for a confession. But unfortunately, he does not act as a reverend anymore. So I have to come back on this platform where I sullied his good name and say, I was wrong about you, Revo Richard. You're a nice guy. And I was just jealous because you got to do Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, you'll say that now, but until he's on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you'll say, oh, this guy just won't stop.
Oh, he's back again on the telly. He's absolutely obsessed with fame.
I do think he came across as a lovely addition to the camp. I'm still in delay when I'm a celebrity. I have so much to catch up.
Are you still watching it?
I was kind of never watching it on the night. I had them all recorded.
Yeah. I haven't watched one episode.
Really? Yeah, I thought it was a good gang this year.
It was good. It was actually really nice. They were good fun. No drama, though, at all. They all just kind of loved each other. So I suppose if you like it for the drama, he didn't bring any drama, just love and hugs. Sorry, Richard. You're a nice guy.
I can't believe this was literally weighing on your mind for the last 3 weeks.
No, I felt really bad.
Lucky he's a big fan of the show.
You're on spin. All this week on the show, we're teaming up with the Cut Price Jewellers to bring the magic of Christmas to life with their wide range of stunning jewellery pieces.
Yeah, you can visit their team at their store in Dublin 8 or shop the collection online, thecutpricejewellers.com. Right now, we got that €200 voucher to spend at the Cut Price Jewellers.
Yeah, we played you the instrumental of a song just until the vocal comes in, and then we've cut it. Very teasingly. And you've been guessing what that song is.
Chloe's on. Where are you off to this morning, Chloe?
Just on my way to work.
What do you do for work?
I'm a software tester.
A software tester? Oh, that's a cool
that
job.
That sounds like Dave's dream
job. So they give you new stuff and you got to test it out?
You got to break it, basically, do you?
Yeah, but like, not for a fun company.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like boring stuff.
That sucks.
Yeah, just kind of like HR stuff.
Oh, okay. God. I was picturing games.
So was I, to be honest.
Like a new version of the Wii or something.
That would have been
like
cool.
New Candy Crush or something. Absolutely not.
All right, Chloe, will you do... you unfortunately don't have an interesting job or working for an interesting company, but we got an interesting prize up for grabs. We got a €200 voucher for the Cut Price Jewellers, and all you got to do is have a listen to this song. We have cut. What is that song?
It's Dua Lipa, Dance the Night.
Let's check. Watch me dance, dance the night away. Do you like the idea of the game that we cut it because they're Cut Price Jewellers and they cut prices and they cut diamonds?
Say yes, Chloe.
I thought that's what it was. I thought it was the prices and the diamonds. They're all getting cut.
See, Chloe, you're, me and you, one in the same. Yeah, one in the same.
Same weird thing going on in that brain.
Chloe, you've just bagged yourself a €200 voucher to spend at the Cut Price Jewellers. Well done.
Woo. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day,
Chloe. Go get your diamonds cut and your prices cut.
Shut up.
Have a great day, Chloe.
Oh, yeah, even fair, she's bored.
Fair.
Hi, Chloe.
She just went on airplane mode.
She's gone. That's it.
Scar Price. She's like, I don't need to listen to these anymore.
Okay, we'll give you another chance to win with the Cut Price Jewellers. We'll do that in tomorrow's show just before 7:30. Yes?
I don't think we should send her out that voucher. She didn't get my joke. She didn't really appreciate it, you know?
I think she did.
I think she gave you plenty.
She hung up, guys.
I'm going to something very random in a little while and I don't know what it is. I'm basically going to Christchurch Cathedral to a carol service that's going to have loads of dogs there.
Lovely.
Yeah,
my dogs.
My friend.
Is that something you've dreamt?
No, my friend texted me saying, meet me there. There's going to be loads of dogs there. It's a charity thing. It's a carol service and it's going to be full of dogs.
When is it? Cool.
1:00.
Oh, it's in the day.
Yeah. Looking
I hope you're right now, because otherwise a lot of people are about to show up at Christchurch.
Michaela is on the way. She's got your Kygo tickets.
Oh, nice. Cool.
And obviously so much to come on tomorrow's show, our Christmas crackers with tons more prizes.
She has Kygo tickets, but I have Michaela's mug.
See you tomorrow.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.